Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm joined by Purnendu Ghosh, Senior Architect of Networking, Virtualization, and Cloud Technologies at Happiest Minds. Purnendu, welcome to the program.
Hello, and welcome to you all.
So I've been doing podcasts for Intel for about a decade, and I think Happiest Minds is maybe the most exciting name of a company that I've had on the show. Tell me about your company and what you guys are doing in terms of driving technical innovation.
So Happiest Minds is basically a next-generation technology service company, and we are focused on so disruptive areas like IoT, SDN, analytics, NFB, to name just a few. We are about 2,000-plus Happiest Minds across 8 different countries, and we call ourselves, the mindful IT company.
When you look at how technology is changing and you're talking to customers, where are the areas of innovation that you feel are most focused on in the network today, and where are comm service providers placing investments in terms of the path to 5G?
What we are observing is that the primary focus of all of these networking companies, which includes both, the equipment vendors as well as telcos, are basically towards the service assurance. Because when you talk about 5G, you have basically three key concepts. One is basically network slicing. One is the control plane and the user plane separation, and the service-based architecture. So the focus is on how the service providers or the telcos can offer customized services to their end clients. Those clients can, be persons, or it could be, different kinds of services like MEC, IoT, or, basically analytics.
What is unique that Happiest Minds is bringing to the equation to deliver those core tenants?
We are basically a next-generation technology service company. And our key focus has been to engage ourselves only in the disruptive technologies. So we have two or three paths in which we are constantly engaged in to ensure that we are at the forefront of those technologies. One is we do a lot of proof of concepts, and we follow a lot of open source projects. We basically participate there. We include our source code over there. We go to various conferences and also publish a lot of research papers to keep us updated. And then we ensure that we equip ourselves to any kind of requirements, whether it is engagement for a full-blown service or a specific actually driver technology that they need, and we impart those technology services to our customers.
You said that you're doing proof of concepts. Can you talk to me about some of those proof of concepts and what you've learned?
Yeah, one of the key proof of concepts that we have built is it is around basically the service orchestration. So when you talk about MEC, it's more about how to ensure basically traffic and policy control at the edge. There is better service assurance. There is better bandwidth management, there is better application health, which is basically consumed by the users. So the proof of concepts that we have made, it ensures the deployment of services based on requirement. So for example, let's say you have a couple of services like you have a firewall, or you have basically a deep packet inspection, you have basically a traffic redirector, or you have something called a bandwidth manager. Now we have built a framework in which you can basically provision these kind of services on the network. You can specifically say, okay, this particular application needs a higher bandwidth. So we go and actually talk to some of these application programming interfaces that are exposed by the infrastructure, and we enable high bandwidth services for those applications. We might have specialized requirements to apply specific firewall rules for a particular set of users or a particular set of traffic. So that can be seamlessly done by this framework. And we are finding a lot of traction in this because, at the end of the day, it is basically service configuration and service provisioning that we are going to do using MEC. When we talk about service configuration, it could be anything. It could be for video optimization. It could be to ensure low latency. It could be basically traffic control, or, so it could be to apply specific policies. So all of these can be customized and applied onto the network.
Now, obviously, latency is a really critical tenet in terms of the solutions that you're delivering. How are you looking at the reduction of latency in these solutions And how have you been working with Intel on that?
We have been basically leveraging a lot of technologies from Intel, for example, DPDK and SRIOV, on which I am working now, in which we ensure that we optimize the traffic and we reduce the latency that the application can have. When we talk about reducing the latency, we really focus on basically a virtualized environment, because we are, you know, talking about an ecosystem in which, you know, everything is basically virtualized. So, you know, what in the older times was being done on a hardware, now we are trying to achieve it on a software. And that is basically the basis for 5G, MEC, or IoT. Now, when things are running on a virtualized environment, we have to take in basic latency into consideration. And that's where we are, you know, applying Intel technologies, whether it is Intel NICs, DPDK NICs, or SRIOV NICs, or the Intel software, which enables direct, you know, the mapping of the network traffic from the hardware to the application. So we use Intel to skip the entire hypervisor or the Linux stack and make the traffic directly go to the application.
When you're working with your customers, what is the sense in terms of their progress towards actual implementations of this technology? And how does that influence your mindset in terms of the broader deployments of 5G?
What we are really observing is that our customers are looking at basically low latency, very high, you know, performance, you know, measures. And that boils down to a lot of engineering and, you know, a lot of focus on optimizing those kind of solutions. Take an example, we had a recent customer, a telco and a service provider, and they were really interested to see if their, you know, VNFs, you know, have line rate performance over a virtual environment. So it is not about the actual, you know, logic of the VNFs, but on the platform, what is the real-time performance is there. So the focus on our side is to meet that. And on the other hand, the customers are also demanding more, you know, performance. They want basically zero packet drop and things like that.
What's next for Happiest Minds in terms of what you'll be delivering to the market?
For Happiest Minds, as the next thing, we are looking at analytics in a big way. We are observing that if we have to really glue MEC, 5G, and IoT, we really need to develop ideas to bring actionable insights by getting a lot of data from these networks and basically churn those data and feed them into the system. So that requires a lot of, you know, domain knowledge with respect to telco domain knowledge or the domain knowledge with respect to platforms. So analytics is the key, and we are really, you know, focusing on that to ensure that the service assurance that 5G guarantees is really approved by our customers, by our services.
Well, thank you so much for being on the program today. One final question for you. Where can folks find out more information and engage with your team?
Yeah, you know, you can go to happiestminds.com, find a lot of technical papers, blogs, and white papers. You can also keep a watch on our, you know, Twitter and, you know, the Facebook handles, and where you can get a lot of information there as well.
Well, thank you so much for spending time with us today. It was a real pleasure. We'd love to have you back.
Thank you very much.